Today's reading passage is Proverbs chapter 10, verse 20. Proverbs 10, 20. The tongue of the righteous is as choice silver. The heart of the wicked is worth little.
Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, you can find those words, choice silver, in the Bible. Proverbs 10:20 says, the tongue of the righteous is as choice silver. The heart of the wicked is worth little. Here, choice silver is top of the line, the best of the best silver. And it is used to describe something very precious. Proverbs 8:19 says, my fruit is better than gold, even pure gold, and my yield better than choice silver. And 1 Chronicles 29, verse 3 and 4 says, moreover, in my delight in the house of my God, the treasure I have of gold and silver, I give to the house of my God over and above all that I have already provided for the holy temple, namely 3,000 talents of gold, of the gold of Ophir, and 7,000 talents of refined silver to overlay the walls of the buildings. Here, the refined silver refers to choice silver. Now, your confession, your deeds, as you, it should be the lips and deeds of goodness. That is called a lips as choice silver. Now, to have lips as choice silver, you have to have knowledge to restrain your words. Proverbs 17:27 says, he who restrains his words has knowledge, and he who has a cool spirit is a man of understanding. Now, you have to look back on yourself, how much you restrain your words. You have to ask yourself whether you speak out reluctantly or you restrain your words. If you restrain your words, then you will speak less, even though you have something to speak out. You may think like that. However, restraining words is more than that. Even though your heart is not cultivated in the truth yet, you have to cultivate the word of truth into your heart, realizing what true goodness the Father God wants of you, and you have to be careful, guard your lips, and as you speak, you have to make sure what you speak is the words of truth the Father God has taught you to speak. So it's not just shutting your mouth up, even though your heart is full of anger. So you have to correctly understand. In other words, you have to have the knowledge of God to understand what is the words of goodness. There is a saying that goes, you can do something only when you know something. As man is born and growing up, man piles up great amount of knowledge. The purpose of piling up knowledge is to control yourself and stand yourself out as a righteous man, or standing out. For example, when you serve your parents well, you have to always rejoice before your parents. You should not make them worry. You have to ease their hearts. Now, even the knowledge of the world can benefit you. It's not to mention that the word of God, the spirit of knowledge of spirit, can benefit you all the more. 2 Timothy 3:16 says, all scripture is inspired by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, for training in righteousness. So in order to become the holy children of God, you have to have all the knowledge of God. The word of God contains all the teachings and reproof to correct you to become His holy child. And the knowledge of God has enough to lead you to into a man of spirit. Therefore, the knowledge of God has more in a precious treasure. I mean, it is more precious than the knowledge of the world. If you teach your colleagues or your friends or people around you with a teaching of someone else, not the Word of God, then you may transfer your knowledge to those people, but you cannot lead them into a man of spirit. You cannot make them transformed into a man of spirit. You cannot plant true life in them. The Word of God teaches you right how to serve your parents well, how to serve your spouse well, and most of all, how to receive blessing, how to escape from disaster, and most importantly, how to receive salvation. Without this knowledge of God, you cannot find all these things. Where can you find the answer to the questions like how curses come upon you, how you can receive blessing, how you can be saved? Last Friday online service, you heard the message that Pastor Heejin Lee delivers about heaven and hell. And that knowledge of God teaches you how to go to heaven instead of falling into hell. How to pile up deeds of goodness. You cannot find all this knowledge from other books. However, the Word of God, in other words, the 66 books of the Bible, has all those knowledge, and it will help you to teach others. So there is nothing short. The Bible has all the answers that you need. The Bible teaches you how the whole universe and everything in it was created, and how history progressed, and how history began, and how it will going to end. The Bible teaches you where you are from and where you are going. In services, you listen to the word of truth and you make it into a knowledge of spirit. Then you will have spiritual eyes open and you learn how to live in this world. You will acquire wisdom and understanding, and you can overcome this world. The Bible contains the cause and the result and all the answers to questions. So if you listen and live by it, then you will be done. You heard and you watched Mommy Magazine. The common thing of the testimony givers were that they got sickness, and then they look back on themselves. They found something that they should repent of. And then they repented and they received senior pastor prayer or shook hands with senior pastor, and they were healed. Proverbs 17:27 says, "He who restrains his words and has knowledge, and he who has a cool spirit is a man of understanding." Proverbs 25:11 also says, "Like apples of gold in settings of silver is a word spoken in right circumstances." When you speak words that is proper, then it's like a ice on the cake. You heard the testimony. They were so thankful for being healed. And on top of that, they are also receiving blessing. That is called icing on the cake. Now, to receive this kind of blessing, you have to have the spiritual knowledge, and you have to make bread from it, put it in your heart. Let's say James chapter 3, verses 4 to 6 says, "Look at the ships also. Though they are so great and are driven by strong winds, are still directed by a very small rudder, wherever the inclination of the pilot desires." You may have seen a great ship, like, you know, oil tank ship, right? However, even such huge ship is controlled by a very small rudder. Even though your tongue is one of the smallest parts of your body, it has a tremendous authority to decide your life and death. If you have this kind of knowledge, then you will know how to speak. You will speak the words of truth, words of goodness, words of righteousness. You will make an effort like that, and you will eventually speak like that. It's not just in stopping or shutting up your mouth. You will work hard to speak the words of truth. Those who don't have this, who don't make this truth into knowledge, they speak their anger out of their mouth, and they don't care where they are and when they are. So, but there are those who watch their lips until they cultivate truth into spirit in their hearts. And the difference is tremendous. The important thing is, I'm not talking about just the piling of just knowledge in your brain. You have to make bread from it in your heart. You heard so many times in this church how important the word is, and you also heard about the authority of the tongue. However, if you have it as just fleshly knowledge, then there is no difference in what you speak. Let's say two men registered to this church the same year at the same time. However, person A, his faith grows up. However, person B, even though he seems to pray and singing praises, he is still angry easily, and he slanders and judges and condemns other people. Person A changes quickly, day by day, week after week, month after month. Person A changes. However, person B is still the same, even after many years. Even though he praises, he sings praises, and even though he prays. Why? Because whatever inside in his heart has not been changed into truth. Even if you heard the word of truth just once, if you understand its importance and pray and make bread from it, then even in a short period of time, you can change quickly and greatly. Once you realize how important it is, then you can change quickly yourself. For example, you used to speak negative words a lot. I'm dying to see you, or I'm dying to do it. You used to speak this a lot, but after you came to this church, from some moment on, you speak less time. And you don't find people who are speaking these negative words in this church. Have you ever found any disciples or forefathers of faith in the Bible who spoke those negative words? Well, there was Judas Iscariot, and there was Thomas, who had a lot of doubts. They still had words of untruth. Judas Iscariot used to say, if she sold that in 300 denarii, she could have helped the poor. However, you and I all know that he had a heart of a thief. There was a man who was not changed. However, most of them changed through refinements. And later on, once they changed, they spoke only the words of truth. Moses manifested great signs and wonders. And there were many people who were with him. However, when they faced a trial or a test, they spoke negative words. I cannot do it, except Caleb and Joshua. They said, I cannot do it. I cannot go into Canaan land, otherwise I would die in the land. They spoke negative words. They witnessed Moses manifesting the power of God. They witnessed Moses doing great miracles. They saw Red Sea departed. They saw water came out from the rock. They saw 10 plagues coming upon Egypt. However, once they faced a trial, they spoke only negative words. They disobeyed and they showed evil deeds. And they even threatened, along with other people, Moses. It is written in the Bible. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, what would you do? Whose side would you take? You should not be the part of those who had no faith, who didn't enter Canaan land. You should become like Joshua and Caleb. I'm telling you to have faith, not just only with lips. No matter what trials or refinements you face, you have to overcome them by faith, and you have to overcome them and win the victory. Even though you face death, when you have faith, then God protects you. Well, there is nothing in the world which is more precious than your life. However, life and death is under the authority of God. If you truly have faith, just like those in the Bible, do not fear dying. You heard the message about the martyrdom of 12 disciples. Life and death is under the authority of Father God. And you heard their confession. And their confessions touched our hearts. If you have the faith of dying martyrdom, then you, instead of saying negative words, you will speak only the words of thankfulness. Now, your words of untruth turns into words of truth. I mean, lips of truth. There are people who had no chance, who seem to have no chance. However, as they listen to the word of God, you know, they come, you know, once they have, you know, make bread from those words of truth, they change. I met such people. Those who look at the shepherd all the time. The shepherd who took care of the members of the church all the time with the same love and heart. They were changed. They were touched by the love of Father God and of the shepherd. And they finally could make bread from the word of truth that our shepherd taught. And they changed to speak the words of truth and goodness. As you go through these processes and make bread from those words of knowledge, I mean the knowledge of spirit, then your words will become perfect, and eventually whatever comes out from your mouth will become like a treasure. You will speak only sweet words, sweet water from your mouth, and which Father God is pleased with. If you speak, if your mouth produces this kind of sweet water, then the enemy, devil, and Satan cannot do anything with you. The knowledge of spirit can help you discern things well. You heard that you have to come into goodness. However, if you don't understand what goodness is and what is the standard of goodness is, then you cannot understand what it is to come into goodness. Senior Pastor once explained that in order to go to a certain place, you have to first know what kind of transportations are available, and you have to decide which transportation you will take. Then you can make a plan for it. Likewise, you have to know the goodness first. Then you can run toward the desired goodness. You used to think the goodness is just the goodness. However, you didn't know there are different levels of goodness. And you got no idea about the standards of goodness. However, after you listen to those words of goodness, the new came to understand the standard of goodness from God's perspective is different from that standard of the worldly people. And you also understand the goodness to the eyes of fleshly people may not be the goodness in the sight of God. Now, you have correct understanding and discernment. You can ask yourself and check yourself whether you are a man of goodness or not, whether you are a man of goodness in the sight of God, and what kind of level of goodness you are in. You can discern whether you are in the lowest level of goodness or higher level of goodness, whether you reach the highest level of goodness the Father God is pleased with, whether you just suppress your feelings in your heart, or you got no feelings at all, or you can touch others' hearts with your goodness. You can discern yourself, and you can improve yourself. I visited a new member, and he made a note of 9 things to get rid of to stand on the rock of faith. He listens to the message the senior pastor delivered a lot. The husband and the wife and children, they were all there. And they confessed that they found evil in their deeds so many times as they listened to the word of the truth through the lips of our senior pastor. As we just heard, we heard many messages that can become the standards of whatever we do in the sight of God. And we should know that it is a blessing. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, to the extent how well and how much the workers become the word, how far the workers reach the higher level of the Spirit, they may fast miracle, or they may have power. They may have power and authority. By the word of God, you can correctly discern it. For example, if you want to go to the city of Busan, you have to know the geography and transportation, how long it takes. Let's say, from the city of Seoul to the city of Busan, it is 400 kilometers. If you take train, if you go by train, then you have to know, if you know what kind of stations you will stop by, then you will understand where you are as you travel by train. You stopped at the city of Daejeon, and then you stopped at the city of Gumi. Then you may get off the train and then visited Gumi Mamin Church. You took the train again and you went to city of Daegu. As you went, you stopped by city of Gyeongju. Should I go to city of Gyeongju or city of Masan? And then go to city of Busan. Well, when senior pastor prays, he thinks of all those branch churches, thinking of the a map of Korea and those different cities, and pray for those branch churches fervently. And in his heart, he visits all those branch churches and pray for the members of those each, those in the branch churches. He thinks of, even in the local centuries and pray for those members too. Likewise, if you don't know how you can get to the city of Busan, then you cannot have fun as you're traveling. You will be easily, tired. You have no idea where you are as you're traveling. However, if you know how to get there, what kind of cities you're going to pass by, then you can correctly understand where you are and how long it's going to take
대전이 나왔고 이제 절반 왔구나.
Since you traveled 2 hours, now you know that you will reach the city of Daejeon. And 2 more hours, you will reach the city of Daegu, and you will see, aha, there is only about 1 hour left to get to the city of Busan. Even though you don't stand on the rock of faith, you know how to get to the rock of faith. Once you stand on the rock of faith, you know how to get to the level of spirit. Once you reach the level of spirit, then you know how to get to level of Holy Spirit. So since you know where you are, you can correctly understand what you should do. We sing, we'll not get off at the first kingdom of heaven. We'll not get off in the second kingdom of heaven. We all know how to get to New Jerusalem in heaven. And you know what you should do to get there. And you cultivate your heart into spirits working so hard. However, if you have just the knowledge of it, but if you don't apply your knowledge to your life, then everything will be in vain. Romans 2:13 says, "It is not the hearers of the law who are just before God, but the doers of the law will be justified." Every word of God which becomes knowledge should be practiced. Then it can become perfect knowledge. So, making bread from the knowledge of Spirit means you have to put the knowledge into practice. You have to work hard to make bread from it by putting into deeds. The reason I'm telling you is that even though you haven't, made bread all the word of truth yet, as you pile up knowledge, you have to practice. Then you can discern it well. Well, to drive a car, you know knowledge and practice. If you have a better understanding of driving in your car, then he will help you greatly as you drive and as you come across with certain incidents. So it is so important to have the knowledge and making bread of it and putting it into practice. Our life, our goal of this life is to acquire the knowledge of spirit. And you have to make more effort to have the knowledge of spirit. Because you also make an effort to have the knowledge of the world. Matthew 13:46, our Lord said, "Upon finding one pearl of great value, he went and sold all that he had and bought it." You found precious pearl in the word of life. Then you should be wise enough to sell all your possessions to buy that pearl. You have to sell all your possession to buy that pearl. You know there is pearl. If you don't sell your possession, you cannot own that pearl. Word of God is the foundation of all the knowledge and our understanding and wisdom. When we can make it ours, then we can discern everything. And we can make everything work for the good. So whenever you listen to the word of God, you have to make bread from it and practice it until you make fruit from it. Second, to make your lips as choice silver, you have to endure and persevere in any given situation. Proverbs 25:15 says, "By forbearance a ruler may be persuaded, and a soft tongue breaks the bone." You will come across many, many incidents. You may be wrongfully accused. You will feel it is so unfair. Some people in this case got so upset. They scream, they hurl and speak words of hurling words to others. However, if you express your evil to the outwardly, you will make the situation worse. And those words of evil that from your heart of anger, it will worsen the situation. Instead of doing that evil, you have to sit still and wait until others finish talking, and you have to show and reveal the facts with reasons, with good face and good smile. Then even a ruler may be persuaded. That's why Proverbs 25:15 says, by forbearance a ruler may be persuaded, and a soft tongue breaks the bone. Enduring in the faith is to forgive the wrongdoings of others, not having ill feelings. At the same time, in everything accomplishing the kingdom of God, you can wait and endure all things until the glory of Father God can be revealed. Can you stand even though you are wrongfully accused? It is so unfair, you may say that. Since you heard the word of truth, you will not argue. You will not get angry. You may say, it is not fair. You may express it. However, you may express it in a very, you know, gentle tongue, but you don't need to, you know, accuse others of for this. The important thing is, you are speaking the right words, but other people slander you and accuse you wrongfully. But if you raise your voice in this case, then you are wrong. You still have ill feelings in your heart, and you have to pray for it until you get rid of it. Other people may accuse you wrongfully because they think they are right. In that case, you have to set back. You have to listen to others. You have to have that kind of waiting, heart of waiting. Since Father God is Almighty, if you give prayer to Father God will solve your case, and God of justice will protect you. Eventually, you may be able to glorify our Father God. However, when you don't depend on Father God, but use the way method of a man, you cannot receive help from Father God, and the situation becomes worsened. Since you spoke up, you raise your voice. It is a method of a man, you know, speaking the words of the anger, then Father God cannot help you. If Father God helped you, then just, and if you depended on Father God and waited, then Father God will make things work for the good, and you will eventually receive blessing from it. If you did goodness, then Father God will surely repay for that goodness. That's why Father God is called the God of justice. If you're wrongfully accused for the name of the Lord, then Father God will never ignore you. If you do goodness with the heart of the Lord, and if you rely on Father God of justice, Father God will eventually work for you, and you will receive blessing from Father God. In any difficulties, you should speak right in front of God. You have to believe that Father God is God of justice, and He is the head of all the rulers. Then Father God will take your deed right, and He will justify. He will judge you right. However, if you speak the words of untruth, then Satan will accuse you. Whenever you speak the words of complaint, then you will displease our Father God. And if you have spiritual eyes open, then you will see that your body is bound with a thick rope. Pastor Heejin Lee once said that, I wish you have the spiritual eyes open, and whenever you speak the words of untruth, your body is bound with evil thing. Pastor Heejin Lee once said that. Senior pastor also said this. If you complain, then that words become a strong tie and it will bind you and you will be accused by Satan. If you know that, can you speak such words? You will never speak the words and you will work hard to break the tie. Even though you cannot see with your eyes the words of untruth and words of darkness, you cannot speak such words. It's still there. The enemy, devil, and Satan accuse you of that. In Genesis, God cursed the serpent to eat from the ground. It means Satan will eat from the words that you speak. As you speak the words of untruth, you will be accused by Satan and you will face trials and disasters. However, if you speak the words of goodness, it may seem that you face laws outwardly. However, war begins in the spiritual realm, and Father God will eventually win the victory. So please, look all things with the eyes of spirit. Whatever you see with your fleshly eyes is the things of the third dimension. However, you should have the eyes to which can see the fourth dimension, spiritual realm. In a spiritual realm, depending on whether your words are the words of truth or untruth, whether it is the word of evil or goodness, whether it is the word of light or darkness, as the word begins in a spiritual realm, you can decide who will win the victory. If you speak the words of goodness, angel will wage warfare against the enemy, devil, and Satan, and angel will win the victory, and you will receive blessing. And your ties will be unbound. You will be unbound from the tie. Words of love, words of faith, words of truth will help you win the victory in the spiritual realm. If you truly know this, you should speak the words of goodness all the time. Words of goodness, words of truth all the time. You should not speak the words of untruth just because you may face some loss. You should work hard to speak the words of goodness all the time. Otherwise, it will become the ground of accusation. Without knowing it, and if you keep on speaking the words of complaint, then your spirit will be bound and you cannot do anything. You cannot come before Father God because you are bound. And whatever you do will not become prosperous. When you are bound, you will become like a lover inside that shell. You cannot do anything inside that. You may face many difficulties. You may be like an insect caught on a spider web. And you will be eaten by the spider. In a spiritual sense, what is the enemy, devil, and Satan? You will suffer a lot. The words that you speak, you have to know whether it is you speak the words of faith or words of complaint and negative things. You have to always examine yourself. If you depend on Father God, even if you can wait until evil men do unrighteous thing to you, and if you speak the words of goodness even in that case, then Satan will be defeated in the spiritual realm, and the words of truth that you spoke will glorify our Father God. That's what happened in this church. There were things which didn't look good. However, senior pastor always spoke the words of faith, and Father God was eventually glorified, and our faith grew up. Even though you see spiritual things with your eyes, as you pray fervently and receive the fullness of the Holy Spirit, you can feel this movement in the spiritual realm with your spiritual inspiration. As you listen to this, the word of truth, and make bread from it, then you may have answer what's happening in the spiritual realm. And you also understand what the outcome is going to be. Since, and everything will be done according to your faith. God of justice, God of light, God of goodness will surely protect you and judge you right. And you will not be wrongfully accused. You will not be wrongfully judged. If you know this, the principle of the spiritual realm, then you will also know what kind of faith you should show and what kind of words that you should speak. Father God will repay according to what you sow. James 3:2 says, "For we all stumble in many ways. If anyone does not stumble in what he says, he is a perfect man, able to bridle the whole body as well." Even though your tongue has no bone in it, your tongue is much stronger than your bones. Even though what you speak seems to vanish in the air, it may greatly affect your life. It has such authority. And even in a spiritual sense, it never disappears. It is all recorded in the spiritual realm. And you will be judged by what you speak. It remains. Those words remain in the spiritual realm. And you will give an accounting for whatever you spoke on this earth. Not a single word will fall down to the ground. Thanks to the highly developed technology, your deeds and your saying can be recorded through a video camera or by your cell phone. Likewise, in the heavenly kingdom, whatever you speak is recorded. But not just words. The heart of your heart will be also recorded. The record in heaven will clearly shows you what kind of heart you had when you spoke such in any certain words. If you have the love of the shepherd and love of Father God in your heart, many people will be invited to your mansion in the heavenly kingdom, and those people invited will enjoy from what you spoke as you were cultivated on this earth. They will see, you made this kind of confession of faith. So, just the word that you speak can decide blessing and curse. You have to correctly understand it. Put it in your heart. Your heart should resemble the heart of Father God. To the extent you cultivate your heart into and then sanctify, you can control your lips. You will speak the words that can benefit not yourself but also others. You will speak your timely mannered words, and your words can give blessing and life to others. Darkness fades away where the sunlight casts. Your light will change others, and you will bear the fruit of righteousness. Wind and the sun competed to make one man take off his coat. Wind blew strong wind. He used the wind, the cloud, and used strong wind. However, the man didn't take off his coat. But when the sun shone such, warm light, the man took off his clothes. In the past, I just discerned whether it was the word of righteousness or not. As I am undergoing this refinement of blessing, now I look back on myself that even though it was the word of truth and the word of righteousness, It didn't touch the hearts of others. While I was singing praises, I shed tears. People around me asked me why I was crying. Then I said, I spoke the words of truth. At least I thought like that. However, now I realize that I couldn't understand the goodness of Father God. Now I didn't understand how, what would the senior pastor would have done in that kind of situation, and how I was wrong. A month passed by, 2 months passed by. When I looked back, when I examined my heart, I was happy going through this, you know, refinement of blessing. And I thought myself to speak the words of goodness all the time. I worked hard to visit members. I tried to keep my position. I tried to keep my lips. However, more months passed by. Then I realized why Father God allowed me to undergo this refinement of blessing. As I am going through this refinement of blessing, as I was preparing for this message, I realized that how I was doing, whether those words touched others' hearts or not. And I was sorry many times. I spoke before Father God, Father, I was such a narrow-minded man. Thank you for examining myself. For example, I once prayed for someone. Let him have the heart of goodness all the time. However, he wrote me a letter. And since you are short of this and that, you pray for me like that. And then I thought, since, you know, he didn't know much, he didn't have much knowledge of spirit, you know, he shouldn't, you know, he said like that. However, now I realize that I was not fully man of goodness and I didn't touch his heart. I should have waited. I should have stopped talking to him and just waited in love and goodness. So that Hebrews 10:22 says, let us draw near with the sincere heart and full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled clean from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. As I realized myself in the past, as I go through this refinement blessing, I also could understand the deeds of the shepherd and what kind of, and I could, you know, examine myself by the standard of forefathers of faith in the Bible. Even though I entered the Spirit, now I can understand deeper levels of goodness and Spirit. That's why we all have to make our deeds perfect in the sight of God. Whenever we find shortcomings in our heart, we can pray in tears, Father, I have these shortcomings, please help me. Now that prayer, our shepherd prayed for us. But we, in the past, we thought that we were faithful, we were working okay. And the Holy Spirit surely helped us realize it. But we didn't realize it. We didn't know. We didn't sense it. We thought we were right. We thought what we have done, what we did was right. But I realized that, this is what I did, and that was not the work of goodness. Back then, I couldn't understand. Now, I am here, thanks to the prayer of our shepherd and Father God's blessing. Now I'm so grateful for this time of refinement of blessing. Dear brothers and sisters, As you receive note of your measure of faith, or as you undergo refinement of blessing, you may remember and you may know what you are short of, but how much you pray fervently to change yourself according to what you've have found in you. You have to sprinkle in your heart with pure water, even though you stand on the rock of faith, even though you enter the Spirit. To go into the deeper level of Spirit and goodness, you have to understand the heart of Father God and the teachings of the Shepherd, and you have to change yourself. Those with a sincere heart and full assurance of faith do not speak reluctantly. Even though some people are doing wrong to him, wrong to them, they don't pray to Father God, "Father, he is in hurting me a lot. I'm enduring, but he keeps doing slandering me, keeps hurting me. Please do something." They don't do so, since they know how powerful their prayers are. They also know their prayer can decide their life and death. So they don't speak such words reluctantly. They are rather beaten, but they don't speak the words of evil. Our Lord was the same. Matthew 26:53, "Or do you think that I cannot appeal to my Father and he will at once put at my disposal more than 12 legions of angels?" When he was arrested by Roman soldiers, this is what the Lord said. More than 12 legions of angels could have helped the Lord. However, he didn't pray. He just left it undone, left it onto the hand of Father God. Our Lord was just humble. He took the cross, died on the cross, rather praying for their salvation. Our members of church can have this kind of sincere heart and full assurance of faith. So even though you are wrongfully accused, you should be able to speak the words of goodness and wait and endure all those situations until those people around you can change. Otherwise, whatever you speak may bound you and entrap you. Thirdly, I mean, to have lips as of choice silver, you have to make the words of confession like the choice silver. The words those forefathers of faith spoke, such as Abraham, Daniel, Joseph, are so precious. Abraham said to his Lord like this, Genesis 13:9, "Is not the whole land before you? Please separate from me. If to the left, then I will go to the right. Or if to the right, then I will go to the left." He spoke these words of goodness, looking for others' benefit. And this matter settled down well. What about Daniel? He was wrongfully accused and then thrown into lion's den. However, he didn't hate the king who made him thrown into the lion's den. Since he was righteous like this, Father God made the lion's mouth shut. When King Darius looked for Daniel, what did Daniel say? You know what he spoke. He always loved his king Darius. However, the king signed a decree for Daniel to be thrown into lion's den. If you were in his shoes, what would you do? Even though you put me into lion's den, Father God helped me. Daniel didn't say like that. He said in Daniel 6:21 and 22, "O king, live forever." He said this first. My God had sent his angel and shut the lion's mouth, and they have not harmed me, inasmuch as I was found innocent before him. Also towards you, O King, I have committed no crime. In this confession that he made, like choice silver, we can see his heart, which had no evil at all. He tried to soothe the other's heart in any given situation. It was the same with Joseph, who was sold as slave to Egypt. When he was seduced by the wife of Potiphar, he said, "There is no one greater in this house than I, and he has withheld nothing from me except you, because you are his wife. How then could I do this great evil and sin against God?" He was seduced by master's wife. And Joseph could have reported to his master. When he was wrongfully accused, "You knew, master, that what I was doing, what I have done, but how could you do this to me?" Joseph could have said that. However, he didn't do that. He didn't make an excuse. He didn't appeal. He was imprisoned because of what he didn't do. He was wrongfully accused. However, he didn't reason it. He didn't report it to his master. He rather waited and endured. But what happened to Joseph later on? Even in the prison, he was respected and loved and acknowledged. And later, he became the prime minister, second to the king of the country. Wherever you are, even though you are wrongfully accused, you should be able to make the confession of faith before Father God. When he walked the righteous path, he remembered the Father God was watching over him. And it was the part of process for him to become the prime minister of Egypt. At this point, you have to look at the both sides of a coin of the tongue of a righteous man. To make your lips choice silver, you should be able to take the responsibility of what you speak. At the same time, you watch your lips. You may speak words of goodness with lips as choice silver. However, if you cannot take the full responsibility of those words, then it's not perfect. We are touched as we read senior pastor's book in the professions. Because whatever the confession and profession he made, we can understand that those professions are based on his love for the souls. To make the kind of professions, he had to pray in tears, and he gave intercessory prayers on behalf of us to Father God. He took all the burdens for us, and he made that kind of professions. Even when we read his professions, even when we look at him while he is delivering a message on this altar, we are touched. And we are touched because he takes care of whatever he speaks. You know a woman who was caught red-handed in the scene of adultery. And he was taken to Jesus. And scribes and Pharisees said, now in the law, Moses commanded us to stone such women. What then do you say? They tried to find the ground to accuse Jesus. According to the law of the Old Testament, those who committed sin of adultery or murder were supposed to receive the punishment of death. However, in their time, the death sentence can be made only by the governor from the Roman Empire. So, if they had made the woman to be stoned to death, it might have become the crime of committing murder. Because Israel was like kind of in a colony of Roman Empire. But they forced Jesus to, make the kind of judgment for the woman. That's why they accused, that they, spoke like that. However, our Lord said, he who is without sin among you, let him be the first to throw a stone at her. This word of love made all people go away. And he touched many hearts of many people. Their conscience was stricken and they left the place. So the woman could be saved. And it helped all the others to learn the love of forgiveness. And our Lord also said that, I do not condemn you either. So go from now on and sin no more. Every word of the Lord touched the hearts of people. Such words of wisdom can benefit us a lot. Our Lord knew the hearts of those in the Pharisees and scribes. And our Lord looked for a way even for such evil people to repent. They came to Jesus with evil intention. However, our Lord didn't point to their evil thing. He rather gave them chance to repent of their sin. And he looked for a way to save her. That's why our Lord also said that, I do not condemn you either. Go from now on. Sin no more. If you read every words that our Lord spoke, then your heart will be much touched as you remember this message. Then our Lord will explain every word that He spoke when we go to Heavenly Kingdom. Psalm 37, verses 30 and 31 says, the mouth of a righteous utters wisdom, and his tongue speaks justice. The law of his God is in his heart. His steps do not slip. The words that men of righteousness speak is like precious gold. And it is more precious because it is the word of God. In Senior Pastor's book, Professions, there is a profession called, I didn't spare anything. Let me read it for you. Father, my Father, not once did I ever say that I didn't like this way I've taken. I've never regretted it. He chose what he was doing, but he never regretted it. He continues to say like this, only if I could, I've given and given again to these souls, my eyes, my ears, my hands, my arms, and even my breath. I didn't spare anything to fulfill the Father God's will and to allow for other poor souls a way that they could live. I didn't have at all such thoughts as a little rest, a little slumber, and a little bit of me and mine. I've never insisted upon my things or my own. And only if I could, I was not afraid, even if I was to be destituted or die. This is my heart. And this is my love for the souls of the Father. I've thought this is the natural course of things and how things should be. This is how I have lived my life. Even now, this son is thinking about what I can give to them. How can I give them fullness of spirit and how I can give them the Father's love. My beloved Father, my Lord, just by saying the Father's name on my lips, I am dying to see you. But if not seeing you, although I want to see you so much, can give more benefit to the souls than it too I give up. My beloved Father, my Lord, if you read every word of his confession, and if you think of what kind of life he has lived from the moment he met Father God until this moment, you can find all those words are like choice silver. When we speak those words, that we can take the full responsibility. Then you will sanctify your heart, and then you will run towards Spirit and Holy Spirit. I thought I was going okay. But as I undergo this refinement of blessing, I realized that I was not going well. I should have discovered more of myself, but I didn't know. My eyes were blinded. And I thought myself, what would senior pastor have done in this kind of situation? I missed so many things. I overlooked so many things. However, thanks to our shepherd who prays for me, who works so hard to take me to New Jerusalem, Holy Spirit is helping me to discover my true self and change myself into Holy Spirit. The tongue of evil men worth little. The Bible says the tongue of a righteous man is like choice silver. However, the tongue of evil men worth little. The scripture describes the difference between the tongue of a righteous man and the tongue of an evil man. Matthew 12 verses 34 and 35 says, "You brood of vipers, how can you, being evil, speak what is good? For the mouth speaks out of that which he fills the heart. The good man brings out of his good treasure what is good. The evil man brings out of his evil treasure what is evil." And Matthew 15 verses 18 and 19 also, our Lord said, "But the things that proceed out of the mouth come from the heart, and those defile the man. For out of the heart come evil thoughts, murders, adulteries, fornications, thefts, false witnesses, slanders. Whatever you speak, proceed from your heart." Those who have ill feelings, especially those, introverted people, they don't express their heart well. But once they got drunken, they speak whatever they have in their heart. But later next day, they say, I was just drunken. I didn't intend to say that. However, they spoke whatever they had in their heart. Matthew 15:18, our Lord said, "What the things that proceed out of the mouth come from the heart." The Bible says, the heart of evil man worth little. Of course it is. If you think of Esther and another king in Vashti, then you can see who is more precious, I mean, treacherous. Among the two, Vashti was more beautiful. Both were queens to a king in the kingdom of Persia. However, when the queen was trying to show the beauty of the queen Vashti, she disobeyed the order of the king because she was arrogant. So publicly, he disgraced the king. Even though he was a queen, her heart worth little. On the contrary, the heart of Esther and her lips were so wise. She took the risk of life for her people. She was humble, and she didn't speak reluctantly before the king. She was wise in her speaking, and she received answer to her desires of her heart. So, of the two, which one would be more precious to the king? Then you will naturally take the side of Queen Esther. If you think of the story of Cinderella, then you can understand what kind of words her stepmother and her stepsister spoke. The stepmother and stepsister did the evil thing to their daughter, stepdaughter, and stepsister Cinderella. As you listen to this message, or as you think of that story, you have to ask yourself, even though it is not such great evil like the stepmother did, you should be able to find even the smallest evil thing that you did in the past. You have to find even the smallest evil that you did in the past. And if you did, you would look so precious. If you did evil thing, if you make others in the life difficult, then you would be disliked by others. Well, you may have this kind of thing in your heart. Even, you think to yourself that you will speak the words of goodness even though you are wrongfully accused, and you pray. However, once you face such a situation, even though you prayed, you may think to yourself that I'm not the cause. No, he caused this situation. You may put blame on others. And because of this, you cannot change. Even though the accident was caused by someone else, you should be able to wait. And you have to look back whether yourself that whether you forced him to cause such a thing. If you speak such words of untruth, then nobody tried to come close to you because you worth little. So, to make your confession as Troy Silver, you should be able to take the full responsibility of what you speak and what you do. At the same time, you have to work so hard to find smallest evil in your heart and get rid of it. Let me conclude this message. To make your lips as choice silver, first of all, you have to have the knowledge of truth. And you, with that knowledge of truth, you should endure in any given situation. Even though you're wrongfully accused, you have to believe in Father God who watches over you all the time. You have to sit back, and you should not speak the words of complaining, knowing that the words of complaining may bind you with the evil tie. And you also believe that when you speak the words of truth, the enemy, devil, and Satan will go away from you, and you will eventually receive blessing by the work of Father God. Thirdly, you have to make the words of confession as choice silver. You always think of the confession of the forefathers and the professions of our shepherd. However, as they spoke those words, they took the full responsibility of what they spoke. You have to look back on yourself, even in the same situation, whether you could make the kind of same decision and speak the words of truth and can take the full responsibility. Think of the message and pray together. Let's receive senior pastor's prayer for the sick on the screen. Put your hand on the sick part of your body. If you are not sick, lay your hand on your chest and receive this prayer for the desires of your heart. Hallelujah, Almighty Father God of love. Please lay your hands on all believers who are receiving this prayer now. Show your works that transcend space and time on those who are receiving this prayer through satellites and internet and on GCN TV in branch churches and local sanctuaries around the world. Give them the faith to believe and drive away negative thoughts and doubts and drive away all tests and trials. From head to toe, all entrails, joints, nerves, tissues, and cells, whatever the sick part may be, burn them with the fire of the Holy Spirit and with the original light. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command the enemy, devil, and Satan, all diseases and germs and viruses and infirmities, go away. May the light come. Father, scorch all the terminal and incurable diseases with the fire of the Holy Spirit and drive away all endemic diseases such as malaria. All contagious diseases such as cold, flu, and fever, go away. Protect them from all kinds of germs and viruses. And heal them of all stomach cancer, lung cancer, liver cancer, breast cancer, uterine cancer, and intestinal cancers. AIDS, leukemia, cerebral apoplexy, high blood pressure, diabetes, thyroid diseases, heart diseases, lung diseases, women's diseases, and then all inflammations, go away. Father, heal them of polio, stroke, arthritis, and herniated discs. Back pain, headache, neuralgia, and all other pains, go away. Epilepsy, autism, depression, neurosis, and other mental diseases, go away. All kinds of paralysis, be loosened. Get up, walk, and leap. Let the eyes see well, let the ears hear well. Let the blind come to see, let the deaf come to hear, let the mute come to speak. Heal them of after effects of all kinds of accidents and fix their broken bones. Restore them from burns and let the heat and burning sensation go away and let there be no scar left. Be cleansed from all kinds of drug addictions, poisoning, and substance abuse. Let the dead nerves, tissues, and cells be regenerated and bring the dead back to life. Give them the blessing of conception. May you receive the blessing of conception. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command the enemy, devil, and Satan, the ruler of the air, and the evil forces of darkness, go away. And their servants also go away. Go away, you evil spirit, unclean spirit, false spirit, deceiving and separating spirit, and all forces of darkness, go away. Loosen the bonds of wickedness. Darkness, you go away. May the light come. Father God, give them strength to cry out in their prayer and power to cast off sins and to become sanctified. As their soul prosper, let all things go well with them and let their family be evangelized. Protect them from all kinds of accidents and disasters throughout this week, and bless them to lead a prosperous life without any problems. With the firewall of the Holy Spirit, with the heavenly host and angels, and with your blazing eyes, protect all your children, their family, workplace, and business. Give our students wisdom and understanding, and give them fervor and passion to study hard. Please keep their hearts and minds from the worldly things, and let them love Father God all the more fervently. Whether your children eat or drink, whatever they may do, let them do it all for the glory of Father God. Let them say, I met God, I experienced God, I received answers and blessings. Let them testify like this. Father God, thank you. Be glorified alone. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.